Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A pleasant afternoon in Israel today, with sunny skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, Beersheba remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli Minister Katz confirmed earlier today that he spoke with Pete Hegseth about the threat from Iran and briefed him on operations against terrorist groups in Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Syrian authorities have thwarted a massive smuggling attempt of 150 explosive drones intended for Hezbollah. This happened earlier this hour. Also this hour, political tension rises as opposition leaders criticize Shas chairman Derry for his comments about draft dodging, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, the IDF has announced it killed three armed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon, completing a long operation in Bint Jebel and Ainata, according to JNS. And finally, from I-24 News, a U.S. citizen has safely left Iran after being trapped under a coercive exit ban for over a year. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an analyst focusing on open-source intelligence, reported just minutes ago that the U.S. Air Force is actively refueling F-35A stealth fighters over the Middle East. U.S. Central Command posted earlier today about these F-35A patrols, highlighting the strategic presence in the region. From X, the latest, the Jerusalem Post shared an analysis on Syria's recent bust of a weapons smuggling operation aimed at Hezbollah, emphasizing the growing international pressure on the group. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conversation between Israeli Minister Katz and Pete Hegseth. Katz emphasized Israel's commitment to countering threats from Iran. The Jerusalem Post highlights Katz's focus on ongoing operations in neighboring regions. This dialogue underscores Israel's strategic partnerships in addressing regional security challenges. Turning to the thwarted smuggling attempt in Syria, the Syrian Interior Ministry confirmed the interception of explosive drones at the Iraq border. Israel Hayom notes the significance of this operation as Hezbollah faces increased scrutiny. This could shift the balance of power in the region. Meanwhile, political tensions are high in Israel following Derry's remarks on draft dodging. His criticism comes amid a broader debate on military service obligations. According to Israel Hayom, opposition leaders are vocal in their disapproval. These internal disputes may affect public perception of military leadership. Separately, the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon has concluded. JNS reports that this targeted effort against Hezbollah strongholds aimed to dismantle terrorist infrastructure. The death of three Hezbollah operatives highlights ongoing hostilities. This development may further strain Israel-Lebanon relations. Finally, the safe departure of a U.S. citizen from Iran marks a diplomatic success. After over a year under an exit ban, I-24 News reports this as a significant relief for the individual's family. It illustrates the complexities of international diplomacy in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli defense firm Bagheera has secured a 9 million euro deal with a NATO member. This long-term agreement involves support for military training systems, showcasing Israel's defense industry capabilities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Big will fund flights for its overseas employees to enable them to vote in elections. This initiative emphasizes the company's commitment to democratic participation. And finally, CTEC reports that Beacon Security has raised $13 million in seed funding. The Israeli startup aims to enhance AI cybersecurity solutions, indicating strong investor confidence in technological advancements. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.